Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Yes, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome. Hallelujah to the East St. Louis or Get 'em Radio, East St. Louis Christian Center Church service, where Pastor Mom, Willie B. McCoy, is our senior pastor. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for all of you being here today as Pastor Mom opens us up with a word of prayer.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being here. Holy Father, we come to you with thanksgiving in my heart this morning, and we thank you, Lord, for being with us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, give us the strength to carry along the program today. And
yes,
we just thank you. We just praise your holy name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for everything you give us.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord, for being with us and standing by us. Hold us in the hollow of thine hand.
Thank you.
Be with us and stand by us.
Yes.
Hold us in the hollow of thine hand. Oh, Lord, we just thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You know, we got to tell God who he is in our life. Otherwise, the situations and circumstance will try to define who he is. But we know who he is according to his word. So get yourself ready for that, to say who the Lord is to you. Amen, amen. All right, thank you already for starting the pressure number one key. Hallelujah. Let's start with Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. So we want to exalt his name together today. Pastor Mom, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. And I say the Lord is my strong creator.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Anyone else want to join us with this pressure number one key? Praise God. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel. And you just say the one statement of who the Lord is to you. Okay, Minister Rachel.
He's our everything. He's our God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Like
that's
our dad.
Right.
He's our dad. Our holy daddy.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Price, who is the Lord to you?
He is the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go down our list, and you can repeat after us and just give you some more ideas of who the Lord is, because he's all of this. He's all of what all of us just said, and then he's all of this and much, 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 much more. Amen. So I'll say it and you can repeat after me. Lord, you are our strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the Lord our sword.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Father.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord our Judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God that forgave.
And you are the Lord my provider.
You are the Lord
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. We honor you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Hallelujah. And we honor you and we adore you, Lord God. And we lift you high, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Worthy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Who was slain to receive glory and honor and praise. Holy is your name, Almighty God. Holy name. Well, we bless you, Lord God. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our declarations and just tell God even more, declaring some things from the Word of God. Hallelujah. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So when we decree things, we declare things, we say it out, saying it out with our mouth. Hallelujah. Life and death is in the power of our tongue, and we say it out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Some things are established. And light shall shine upon our ways. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. That when we declare this, even darkness is going to be dispelled. Even the path will be lit. Hallelujah. In front of us. Glory to God. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. We give you praise for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. So, you know, we look at the grass right now. The grass is growing. But after a while, it's going to wither. Amen. The flowers are beautiful outside. Excuse me. They're just beautiful. But after a while, the flowers are going to fade. Hallelujah. In another couple of months, we're not going to see flowers at that time. The flowers are going to fade. But the word of God stands what? Forever. Amen. So as we declare, we make these declarations and we decree these things, just know some things are happening for you, in you, around you, and about you, and everything pertaining to life and godliness with regards to you. And I say this almost every week. I love that God gave us these declarations at the beginning of the year. They have just been such a blessing to us. We need to do this. You know, we needed to do it then. We need to do it now to continue to declare and to decree, because things are changing in our atmosphere and they need to continue to change. Hallelujah, for the glory of God. All right, so repeat these declarations after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I am like a tree that's planted
by
the streams of water. Hallelujah. Mama, you want to say it and let me repeat after you? I will go ahead. Hallelujah. But you got it, Mom. Hallelujah, Pastor Mom. Praise God. Christ has redeemed me. From the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness
or
disease to come upon my body.
Every disease,
germ, and every virus,
even
a coronavirus,
that touches my body,
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus.
every organ and every tissue
of my body
functions
in the
perfection that God created it to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I, you know, this declaration has just been such a blessing to me. I have been with people who have been diagnosed with the coronavirus. I've been sitting in the car with someone who has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. And I, you know, I thank God that I do not have the coronavirus. Hallelujah. And I thank God that even he, who is my brother, was diagnosed with the coronavirus, but it didn't kill him. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. And I believe that these declarations, hallelujah, are very important, that the word of God is standing. Also, in the building where I live, one of the maintenance men was diagnosed with the coronavirus, and he has passed away from it. And we continue to lift up his family right now in Jesus' name. And now we hear that there are three people in this 19-story building who's been diagnosed with the coronavirus. So we continue to declare and decree over ourselves. We declare and decree over our families. We declare and decree over our neighbors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That any disease, germ, virus that tries to touch our body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we'll continue because the word of God stands forever. Praise God. Praise God. We'll continue with our declarations. Great is the peace,
of my children.
And children's children.
And children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord.
For they are taught of the Lord.
I have no lack.
I have no lack.
For my God.
For my God.
Meets all my needs.
Meets all my needs.
According to his glorious.
To his glorious
riches. In Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of Truth.
Comes to me.
Teaches me
all things.
And he guides me into all truth.
Therefore,
I confess I have perfect knowledge
of every
situation
and every
circumstance
that I come up against.
For I ask
for the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And our last one, God is on my side.
God is on my side.
God is with me now.
God is with me now.
Who can be against me?
Who can be against me?
He has given me
everything I need.
For life and godliness.
For that life and godliness.
Therefore,
I participate
in his divine nature.
Of love.
Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to have a time of praise and worship now. Hallelujah. There's a couple of songs that have been on my heart. And one of them is one of our friends, Miss Maddie Ray. She always sings this song. This is her theme song, God Has Smiled on Me. Amen. So we're going to sing that. We'll hear that and sing along with that this morning. And then there was a song that when we had the tag team preaching, Minister Donna wanted to have this song played, but at that time we couldn't get it together. Well, later on we got it together. So we want to hear and sing that song, and it's Joy, joy, God's great joy. Hallelujah. So God has smiled on me and God's great joy. Praise God. Let's praise and worship the Lord.
Set me free. God has smiled on me. Sure been good to me. He is the cause of all my joy. Fill me with his love. Everything I need, ooh, he sends it down from up above. Hallelujah, God. God has smiled on me. He has said, be free.
Hallelujah. one may have holes in their pockets and it'll come through. But when we enter into this flow of finances in God's way and let it continue to flow to us, we give so it can be given to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. We give because God said in his word that whatever we get, we give 10%, which is a tithe, and he will rebuke the devourer for our sakes and pour out blessings, and that's that we that'll be so much that we won't even be able to contain it. So we got to overflow, so we got to give some more. Praise God. So we want that kind of thing to happen to us. We want to be in that kind of flow as this wealth transfer is happening right now. There's so many things that's going on as I'm talking, and we'll go on to our prayer. And I don't know if you know yet, but coins, you know, coins are at a shortage now. And I don't know if the Mint is still making coins or what is going on, but there's a shortage of coins now. And a man had a dream that the coins, the pennies, the nickels, the dimes, the quarters would be a thing of the past. And that with the super inflation, everything will be rounded to the dollar. Okay? And in this dream, he even saw that $1 and $5 would be gone soon as well. So we're lifting that up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That even with that going on, the children of God can still be blessed so that we can be a blessing. So the blessings that we get is not to heap upon ourselves, but to bless others. Amen. I am the preacher for today, but I'm not preaching right now. But I feel like I'm preaching. Praise God. So let's go to our prayer for finances, and you can repeat this prayer after me. Praise God. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them. For your purpose, may I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. I pray that I will learn to be free of debt. Where I have not been wise, bring restoration and give me guidance. Show me how I can help increase my finances and not decrease them unwisely. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you, and to be grateful for it. May I always be paid well for the work I do, and may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so that What I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but I will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name. Amen. So as you send your Cash App, as you write out your check to ESLCCC, as you prepare to bring it to 2E, we're just going to pray over these finances, over our tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we honor you, and we adore you. We thank you, Lord God Almighty,
yes.
Hallelujah, for everything that you give to us, Lord God. We know that it's all yours, hallelujah, and you've given it to us for a reason, for a purpose. You provide seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So we thank you, Lord God, for providing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or imagine. So, Lord God, everyone who is giving, Lord God, we thank you for blessing them right now. In Jesus' name, bless each and every one of us in money and things that money cannot begin to touch, Lord God. We thank you for that thousandfold blessing from Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for it in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel that joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. Sweet, beautiful, soul-saving joy. Joy, joy in my soul. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for that joy. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we're going to go on with the Word of God right now. I thank God the way He gives me a word these days, and he's just awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray now as we go into the Word of God. Father, we love you, we thank you, and we honor you, Lord God. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Oh, Lord God, everything that has gone on all in our lives, even from birth, even from conception, prepares us for such a time as this. And we thank you for your preparation, Lord God. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. We're expecting you, Lord God, even once again to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, think, or imagine. Open our hearts to your word, Lord God. Hallelujah, as never before. Let your word just go down deep into us, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then let your word take deep root, grow up into high fruit with incorruptible seed that reproduces and remains in the land for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. So our word today, the title of it is, My Hope Has a Name. His name is Jesus. And years ago, I was trying to remember how long ago it's been since the Lord put this song on my heart. So it has to be well over 10 years ago, and I'm just going to sing a little bit of that song, and I may sing it throughout this word because it's a blessing. It's a word. It was a word back then, and it's a word even now. Hallelujah. And quite frankly, every time I sing this song, I can see Elvis Presley singing it. Maybe he's singing it in heaven. I don't know. But every time I sing this song, I think about Elvis. Hallelujah. Well, here's the song. My hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name, yeah. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. I say Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. My hope has a name. Glory to God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, when we look at hope in the Bible, hope shows up 130 times in the Bible. And so that means that hope is important. Glory to God. Amen. Now, when we look at, the dictionary, we see that it says that hope is expectation. We believe that, too. Hope is desire. Hope is wishing. Hope is ambition, aim, anticipation, and waiting for. And now, a biblical explanation or definition of hope is that hope is the earnest expectation of the goodness of God. The earnest expectation of the goodness of God. And that makes a difference than the worldly definition of hope, because people can expect things. You know, people can expect that, the government's going to send a check every month. That's an expectation. People can expect that they're going to get a paycheck from their job. That's an expectation. And, boy, some of those expectations have not been met lately. People can have desires. They can wish, ooh, I wish it would happen, you know, and that their hope is in that, or even an ambition. Oh, I used to have quite an ambition when I worked in the corporate America, and my ambition was to get promoted to that next level and all of that. People have ambitions, and they aim at certain things. They anticipate certain things. But I'll tell you what, when we realize that our hope has a name and that his name is Jesus, then we have that earnest expectation of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I love Psalm 27, and I think of it often. In Psalm 27, verse 13, it says, I would have fainted. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, that's hope right there. Hallelujah. Because without that earnest expectation, without hope, we would have fainted. We would have lost heart, especially with what's going on right now. If we listen to the news enough, if we listen to fear coming out of people's mouths all around and about us, if we listen even to those little sounds that the enemy tries to put into our head, we would lose heart. But we have to have that earnest expectation. We have to have that hope. Hallelujah. That our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope is not tied to circumstances. It's not tied to situations. It's not tied to anybody, anything going around. But our hope has a name, and his name is Jesus. And then Romans 15 and 13 says, may the God of hope, hallelujah, who is Jesus, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's from the NIV version. Romans 15, 13. So we're looking at the God of hope, because he and only he can fill us with joy and peace as we trust in him. This is the time to put our trust in the Lord, put our hope in the Lord, keep our eyes on the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you've listened to me lately, you have heard me say, Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Hallelujah. So we keep our eyes on the Lord. And that was from 2 Chronicles 20:12. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Hallelujah. And when our eyes are on him, we can have hope no matter what the bank says, what our bank account says. Glory to God. We can have hope no matter what the diagnosis is. Glory, hallelujah. We can have hope in all situations, all circumstances. Hallelujah. Because we have an earnest expectation of the goodness of God. And I love how it says, so that you may overflow with hope. Oh, there's an overflow of hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He wants us not to only have hope, but to overflow, glory to God, to overflow with hope. So we have joy, we have peace, and we have an overflow of hope because my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. My hope has a name, yeah. In the name of the Lord, I say my hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. I say Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. So our hope absolutely, positively has a name. Now, back in the Old Testament, when God began to reveal himself, and he began to reveal himself in Exodus 3 and 14 with Moses, and God said to Moses, I am that I am. And Moses was saying, you know, I can't go, Lord God, unless you come with me. And what shall I tell them? I'm paraphrasing. And then God said, you tell them I am that I am sent you. Hallelujah. And then later on, as Jesus was manifested, he began to tell us who he is. So there's some I ams of Jesus. Now, as we go through these I ams of Jesus, when Jesus said, I am, remember that he is our hope. Hallelujah. And everything that he is wrapped up in him. Hallelujah. And is our hope. Glory to God. So he said, Jesus said in John 6:35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. Hallelujah. So he is the bread of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And our hope, who has a name, we can know that we will not go hungry. No, and that's physical hunger and spiritual hunger. We will not go hungry. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, even if there is what they're talking about now, super inflation, no matter what it is, we will not go hungry because our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. And then Jesus said in John 8 and verse 12, he says, and if I'm going too fast, you can always come back and listen to the archives. Hallelujah. All you have to do is Google Get 'em Radio, and you can put East St. Louis on there. Google Get 'em Radio, East St. Louis, and then all of the podcasts from the East St. Louis Christian Center Church will pop up for you. Hallelujah. You can even put Get 'em Radio Church. Put that on there, and it'll pop up. So, anyway, John 8 and verse 12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. I am the light of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, we know the effects of the sun, but we don't exactly know all about it. Hallelujah. But we know what happens when Jesus comes into our lives, there's a light that comes. Hallelujah. And it dispels the darkness because he is the light of the world. So no matter how dark it gets out there, we can trust that God's going to bring light. Hallelujah. And then we'll go to John 10 and 9. We're going to let Mama read John 10 and 9, what Jesus said.
I am the way.
I am the
door.
Amen. So Jesus said, I am the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And every place that I know of has an entrance somewhere. There's a door. You got to have a door to get in a building, to get in someplace. So Jesus is saying, I am the door. He is the entrance. Hallelujah. To the kingdom of God has an entrance, and that entrance is Jesus. Glory to God. So he, all hope has an entrance. He is the entrance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And as we hope in him, we walk in that entrance. Hallelujah. We can walk through doors that other people can't walk through because our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And then Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 1, he says, I am the true vine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I am the true vine. And this was, Jesus said this just before he was crucified. This was a time where he was sitting with his disciples, and he let them know, I am the true vine. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. That's John 15 and verse 5. Hallelujah. So he is the vine, and he is our hope. And our only hope is to be in him and in this vine, to abide in the vine, to stay close to him. Hallelujah. Our hope will work and operate when we stay in the vine, when we stay close to the Lord, when we don't try to look at anything else around us or anybody else. Hallelujah. We have a president of the United States. We got mayors. We got governors. We got senators. But the vine is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to be in the vine. Hallelujah, so that we can bear not just a little bit of fruit, but much fruit. Hallelujah, that joy that I was talking about earlier, that peace, that patience, goodness, gentleness, hallelujah, and even to see, to have that expectation of the goodness of God, you've got to be in the vine. Hallelujah, faithfulness, self-control, and all of these are produced by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then Jesus said in John 10, verse 11, he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. Hallelujah. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus, and he is the good shepherd. He gave his life for us, knowing all that we have done, all that we would do and all we were doing right then and there. And he made a decision to give his life for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise God for that, that our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Glory to God. And we can trust and believe that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah. We can believe that. We can trust in that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And then here's another I am of Jesus. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. That's John 11 and 25. I am the resurrection and the life. So we know he first said that when Lazarus died. And then his sister, Jesus was talking to Lazarus' sister, and she, you know, she's kind of a little upset with him. Lord, if you had been here, he would have lived. But, you know, we know that, you know, whatever you do, we know that we will see him in the resurrection. And Jesus said, well, listen, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. So with our hope, who has a name, his name is Jesus, he is the resurrection. And Jesus as the resurrection means that when we die, he is the hope within us. Hallelujah. He is the hope of resurrection. He is the resurrection. Hallelujah. That we will, and the life, which means that we will live and live forevermore. Hallelujah. There's a saying, keep hope alive. Hallelujah. Hope is alive. Hope is life. Hope is resurrection when Jesus is our hope. Our hope has a name. Our hope is powerful. Our hope is not just a wishing and some ambition, but our hope, hallelujah, has a name. His name is Jesus. Amen. And this last I am of Jesus, I want Pastor Mom to read it because she was almost saying it before.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus says,
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's in John 14, verse 6. Hallelujah. Our hope has a name. Hallelujah. And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Earlier he said, I'm the door. Amen. So we got to go through him. He is the entrance. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Our hope has a name. Yeah. In the name of the Lord, I say our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. I say Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Colossians 1 and 27 says this. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So the hope has to be in us. Our hope has to be in us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. So the only way that we can have hope in us is to have Christ in us, who is the hope of glory. So even as we close today, we want to make sure that each and every one of us have that hope, and our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we have hope. We have a hope that lives on the inside of us, that abides on the inside of us. Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, that earnest expectation of the goodness of the Lord. When we have hope on the inside of us, we will not faint. Hallelujah. We will not lose heart because our hope has a name. His name is Jesus, and we have an earnest expectation of the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then I think of the scripture that says, I know the plans I have for you. Hallelujah. They're for good and not for evil, and they will come to an expected end. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. We thank you, Lord God. So he has an expected end for us. hallelujah, from he knows the end from the beginning. But here's the thing, we must have Christ in us, the hope of glory. So he's made a way for him to be in us, and it's called salvation. Hallelujah. He is the door. We talked about that before. Hallelujah. He is the entryway into the kingdom of God. And so John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he wants us. He's putting his love out there. Hallelujah. He so loved us, not just a little bit of love, but he so loves us that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. He said, if you just believe in him, hallelujah, you will not perish. Then he goes on further in Romans 10:9, and he says, hallelujah, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer. Glory to God. He loves you so much. He wants to live on the inside of us. He wants us to have living hope, resurrection hope. Hallelujah, the way, the truth, the life, hope. Hallelujah. He wants us to have hope, the good shepherd living on the inside of us. He wants us to have that hope all the way. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Now, I tell people this. If you've prayed this prayer already, you are saved. It only takes one time. You are saved. You are born again. But we're asking you to pray it again today, and the reason why is because you're in training. You're in training to be able to lead somebody else to Jesus. Oh, yeah, God's going to send somebody to you who's going to say something like, "What must I do to be saved?" Hallelujah. You know, we were talking about Jesus said, "I am the light." Hallelujah. There's light. When we're saved, there's light on the inside of us. And so you know how a moth is attracted to the light? Well, people will be attracted to you because the hope of glory is on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And so people will be attracted to you, and it's not because you're so pretty, but you are. Hallelujah. We are. Hallelujah. The anointing, Christ in us, is attractive. And so that makes us look good on the inside and on the outside. And we shine like a light. And so when people come to us, give them Jesus. Hallelujah. So you're in training right now to be able to lead somebody to Jesus so that they might be saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord
and be my Savior.
Show me your ways
and help me to follow you.
And now I know
I'm saved.
I'm born again.
And my hope
has a name.
His name
is
Jesus.
And he lives in me.
Forevermore.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord.
Lord,
and there is none like you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mighty is
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Living in us, hope, 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 hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we have a word for next week. This is, I guess, part one of the series. And the next part is, you are the carrier of hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. If anyone wants to make any comments, you have any questions, any prayer requests, please press your number one key, and we'll open a line for you and hear. Amen. If you have any encouraging words for our speaker today, amen. Well, Pastor Price, I see you have your number one key pressed. That might have been from before, but I'm going to open your line anyhow. Pastor Price? Pastor Price? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, are you there? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Pastor
Can
Price?
You hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, all right. I'd be trying to take the mute off.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
How you doing? God bless. Thank you. That our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. That's a wonderful message. And that's a message that's been in my heart for a very, very long time.
Yes, it has been.
Yes, yes, yes. I thank God that whenever I see that, when as I was coming up, it was such a hope had such a bad rap. People would talk about hope so bad that they would say, no, you just say you have faith. They would denigrate hope as if hope was just the worst thing that anybody could ever encounter. But the Lord began to deal with me when you said our hope has a name, and his name is Jesus, and Jesus can't be bad if he's our hope.
Come on.
So I thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I thank God for that 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1. And then I also thank God that he began to tell me, like he did you, the difference between hope, the worldly hope of being wishfulness, and godly hope being that intense, earnest expectation for good. So I thank
yes.
God. And each time as I look, I even visualized it. I love that song God gave you. And God gave me a visual for hope, too. And I began to just collect the things that he told me, that it is our intense earned expectation of good. But it's our target, our goal. It's a goal that we aim at. He said faith can't even work without hope. It can't even work without an expectation, without a goal, without a purpose, a plan. It's that plan, the plan. You know, I love it because our brother-in-law is the plan man. And so it's a plan, the plan that we have. It's the pattern that you have to sew on. If you don't have a pattern, many times people do things namby-pamby or as they used to say a long time ago, mammy-made. But we want a pattern. Hope is our pattern. I love that. I love it. It's the architect. It's the blueprint that the architect builds on. So that hope is just, I'm just on fire about hope. That I hope, and
yes.
I thank God for that song, and I praise God. So I thank God for that word, and I give glory to God for that. You know, I could go on forever because that's one of my, like I said, one of my very
yeah.
special go-to sermons. And it's so wonderful that God, you know, he has us on parallel courses where I used
yeah.
to tell you a long time ago that we're like little PCs. He's the mainframe. And by his Holy Spirit, he's the mainframe. And he begins to download each one of us our personal computers. He downloads us. Into that.
Yes.
So I thank God for that word about that hope. I'm always excited, but I love because no matter how many times God gives us a revelation about hope, every time
uh-huh.
you hear it preached, every time today you hear new things, you hear your faith is stirred up because what you don't stir up, you'll begin to lose it. So I thank God
yes.
for it. So God bless you. Love you, Mom, Pastor Mom, and love you, Apostle, and thank you all. And thank you for that
uh-huh.
message of our hope has a name. And I love that song. You going to record it?
Amen. Amen. I was thinking about, maybe I shouldn't do it on the broadcast. And the Lord said, yes, you do. Go ahead, do it. Amen. That wasn't the whole song, but it was a part of it. So, and he's just laid on my heart, people need hope. You know, they need hope.
Yes.
We all need hope right now. And we're going to need hope. Never before, and we're going to have to know that our hope is alive. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and you preach it too. Keep hope alive. Hope is alive, and he's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because so many things are changing so quickly. There are so many prophecies that are coming out about what's going to happen in the next couple of months. Hallelujah. So whenever I'm hearing all that, I remember my hope has a name. Hallelujah. And fear can't get in when we know that our hope has a name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm just talking now, but when, you know, I'm hearing all these prophecies of different things that are about to come to pass, and somebody who saw the coronavirus, he didn't know it was a coronavirus, but he saw the effects of all of that months ahead of time. And now he's seeing something else happen. And so I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? That was the whole thing that was in my heart. Because I can't make everybody do stuff, but there's an influence that I have in my life that, you know, that he can use for his glory. So that's what I asked him, and the thing was hope. And I know you're my sister, you're my spiritual mother, my mentor and everything, and it's almost like, I don't know if I want to talk about that because that's Pastor Price's thing. And the Lord said, no, it's your thing too. You preach on hope.
Amen.
And I was
Amen.
Like, yes, sir, Lord, hallelujah. Because, you know, it's like a diamond, and he's shown us that many years ago that you know, what he gives is like a diamond. It has so many facets to it. And as you look at it from a different angle, you see it in a different way, but it's the same, you know, in him it's the same thing. Hallelujah. So,
hallelujah,
thank you,
because you're the,
Karen.
You are the abiding anointing lady. But hallelujah, God deals with me a lot about that abiding anointing. Christ in
Amen.
Us. The anointing in us, the hope, the expectation, the hope, the expectation of his glory. So, yes, we are. I'm so glad that you're obedient to do what God tells you to do, because we're in this together. He gave four gospels and gave it from different perspectives. So God bless you.
Right.
Thank God
right.
for you. Thank God for that word today. God bless you.
Amen. Sir. Amen. And
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for what you shared, too. Because thank God that this is recorded and people are going to hear that as well. So we give praise and glory. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, too. Love you. Minister Rachel. Hallelujah.
Hi. I was so blessed by the song. I was like, okay, God, I want to sing that in my atmosphere. So I was saying, can I have my God mom just text me the words? Because the first part is even all powerful, what you just sung. And for me to sing that and my kids sing it, because whatever I be singing, my girls and them start singing it. So I want to teach my kids to sing it, even if that first part is very powerful, because Jesus is our hope and our light. And I want another generation to know that he is. And as I sing it in my home and as I teach it to my children, and when God bless them to have families, they will teach it also. So I'm so glad that the Lord had me to be obedient, that I was obedient and listened and called in. And I'm so glad, and I thank God for knitting us all together. I love you all, Pastor Mom, Aunt Helen, and the many aunts I have not met, but I've heard also some on here. And uncles, I love you all, and the seeds that you have sowed in our lives are powerful with Jesus. He blessed me to be good ground, and I'm glad that he blessed me to be fertile ground. And for all the things that are deposited in me, that he's going to shine through me even the more as he shined through y'all. And so there's a mantle on y'all lives that's being passed to us. And I thank God for that mantle, that we'll be a good steward and walk worthy of the vocation where we are called. So God bless you all, and I love you, and I'm glad you obeyed God. I'm glad. Hallelujah. So I'm able to hear. So if he leads you to just give me what you had sung on there, just in the text, the words, I will just keep singing it and declaring it in my home, and my children will hear. And it's just so powerful in my atmosphere. I need to keep singing that, and I need to, as I was listening, I was like, God, I need to keep singing it, because you are my hope. You are all powerful. You are awesome. And as we give him the praises to live in, because he inhabits the praises of his people. So I want him to stay and abide and inhabit. So I want to sing that song
thickly
in my atmosphere. We need him to live thickly. I'm talking about thick clouds that nothing else can be done in this atmosphere but giving him worship, but giving him glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't provoke me to praise him. I'm up in my room praising. Hallelujah. And that's
Amen.
A good provoking.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Minister Rachel. I will definitely send you the words, and I'll also record it and send it to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right. God bless you. Love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Now, and while Minister Rachel here, I'll talk about her by way of announcement on this Thursday. I'll start with that and I'll work back. On this Thursday, Get 'Em Radio has been having new discovery hosts. And these are people that the Lord has just laid on my heart that they have gifts in them, and the Bible says that your gift will make room for you. So we have been doing a series, and we're this Thursday will be the third part of that series, and Minister Rachel will be our new discovery host on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And she's going to host her own show, and it's going to be called Divorced But Not Divorced from God. Amen. Amen. So if you know anybody who's going through something with divorce, or any, you know, single women, any, you know, they will be blessed by this broadcast on Thursday. Praise God. Tomorrow we will have our Bible study with Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And the name of it is going to be Open His Eyes. Hallelujah. So that's going to be tomorrow. And the Lord always uses her to pull out golden nuggets out of the Word of God. So you will be blessed by that Bible study. It is 12 noon Central on tomorrow, Monday. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And it's at 2 p.m. on this Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So what we do is we speak in tongues. We pray in tongues for 1 hour. And we people volunteer to pray in 15-minute increments. And then after, so 4 people volunteer. Then after that, we hear what the interpretations are. And we have just been so blessed. Sometimes the interpretations are word for word. So we know that we are hearing from the Lord. And I've just been even hearing more that the Lord is saying we need to do that more. So we'll talk about that later, as God is giving me more instructions on what to do. Hallelujah. So then on, like I said, on Thursday, New Discovery Host is going to be from 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and you'll get to hear Minister Rachel Ross, hallelujah, host her own broadcast. Praise God. Praise God. And then we're back to next Sunday, and we plan on being here, Lord willing. And the word for next Sunday, unless God gives me another word, is that you are a hope carrier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to close the broadcast right now. Pastor Mom is going to close us out with a word of prayer. And you can make a remark. I'll hold it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Make a remark.
The minister was very good today. I really enjoyed it. And I know that he is our hope.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We are now
dismissed. Well, we once again, we thank everybody for being with us today. Hallelujah. Just knowing that God has touched you in some way. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church.